Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNEdge morning market update. And we're seeing a mixed grain market this morning. Corn finding a little bit of pressure this morning as we're leaking down through the lows. December corn at 473 and a quarter, down 5.5. March at 487 and three quarters, down 5. And May at 496 and three quarters, down 5. Soybeans seeing a little bit of a bounce today. November, which is now coming into delivery at 1295 and a half, up 8.5. January at 1318 and a half, that's up 8. And March at 1332, that is up 7.25. December bean oil, 51.68, that's up 27. Meal at 430.20, that is down 8. Spring crush at 122.25 is down 3 cents. December wheat in Chicago at 560, up 3 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City at 631 and a quarter, that's up 2. And December Minneapolis, 708 and a quarter, down 0.5 cent. Rice at 16.03 is currently up 3 ticks. December cotton, 80.21, down another 100 points. March at 82.53 is currently down 98. December cattle at 183.80, up 28. January feeders, 237.85, up 65. December hogs at 71.97 are up 25. Moving on to the milk, November milk at 17.21, up 2. January orange juice, 373.70, that's down 10, that's a limit down. December crude at 82.67, now up 165 on the day. Diesel at 298.72, up 7 and 3 quarter cents a gallon, while December unleaded at 226.63 is up a nickel a gallon. Natural gas, 349, that's down 7 in volatile trade. Gold at $1,997.80 is up $3.30 an ounce, while silver at $2,305 is currently up 10 cents. Dollar index at 106.68 is currently up 2. Stocks are higher this morning as interest rates came down on a lot of it was actually bad news. The Treasury announcement shows that they're not going to be borrowing quite as much as people expected, and that is producing a little bit of a rally right at the moment. We do have the Federal Reserve will give us a rate outlook this afternoon at 1:30. They are expected to leave rates unchanged, but the commentary around that will be important. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, 33,236 is up 181. S&P 500, 42.21, up 27. NASDAQ Composite, 12,955, up 104, so we're up a half to three-quarters of a percent across all items. Again, interest rates are lower. The 5-year at the 2-year is at 5% even. That's down 8 basis points. The 10-year at 480 is down 13 basis points. The 30-year at 495 down 13 basis points. There was a lot of economic data this morning. I'll leave that to the afternoon DMO to go through all of that, and we will have more information, more reports coming out tomorrow, and, of course, the big job report on Friday, and we have a WASDE coming up, so we'll have expectations for that. So lots of news and information. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but cold Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.